Tim Thomas, the general manager for the Mountain Transit Authority, met with Pocahontas County community and business leaders on May 18th at the Marlinton Municipal Building to examine and discuss the needs in the county for a public transit system. The Mountain Transit Authority, or MTA, currently provides bus service in Greenbrier, Nicholas, and Webster counties, but has received recent encouragement and a possible commitment for funding from both the West Virginia Division of Public Transit and the Federal Transit Authority to extend their bus service into Pocahontas County. Thomas said that MTA used to operate in the county, but that ended years ago. 14 people attended the meeting, including representatives from Snowshoe, Interstate Hardwood Lumber, County Parks and Recreation, the Day Report Center, the County Senior Citizens, the Chamber of Commerce, and the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thomas summarized some of the benefits public transportation can bring to the Pocahontas community.
I really want to highlight today the economic benefit. It will allow your economy to grow. It will become stronger by providing transportation for people that need transportation to local shopping, jobs, healthcare, and many others. When communities have access to transportation and preventive health care, they become a much healthier community by going to regular doctor's appointments. And it's also a cost savings. Community Transportation Association of America and American Public Transportation Services of America says that for every dollar that's invested in the public transit, $4 is returned back into your local economy. So that's a pretty good investment.
Thomas envisions the MTA starting out here with two buses, one running regular circular routes on scheduled stops, perhaps using Marlinton as a transit center. The other bus could then concentrate on morning and afternoon commuter runs for businesses such as Interstate Hardwood Lumber and Snowshoe Resort to enable them to expand their workforces to include potential employees who don't have their own transportation. Between those runs, that second bus could also make special runs for people to medical appointments or for other special needs. Thomas said they could also possibly schedule certain days and times to transport people to the Pocahontas Memorial Hospital or its rural health clinic for scheduled non-emergency medical care. Expanding further on the idea, he said that they can assist tourism and even possibly transport vacationers to Snowshoe who fly into the Greenbrier Valley Airport. Thomas said they are often asked if they offer that service. He added that shopping or medical appointment runs into Lewisburg, linking with their existing service there, would also be possible. Marlinton Mayor Sam Felton summed up the meeting like this.
When you see the need for a job and the need for an employee, what's the missing link that we're talking about? It's transportation. There's a unique opportunity here that I think could benefit, my goodness, so many people in so many ways. We need to really seize upon this. If we can make this work for MTA, it's going to work for us.
Thomas said the operation could end up running in as soon as 90 days if everything works out. He asked the organizations and businesses to email him their proposed needs and schedules. If you are not at the meeting, you can also email your transportation needs to Tim Thomas at this address, thomas@mtaw.com. MTA will hold another meeting with stakeholders and the public at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, July the 10th, also at the Marlinton Municipal Building. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.